My very good priest friend, Father Joseph Johnson, reminded me this morning that today we're celebrating a very important anniversary, and I'm embarrassed that I completely forgot. Do you know what happened? 10 years ago today, exactly 10 years ago tonight, on the 2nd of April in the year 2005 at the Apostolic Palace in Vatican City, my very good friend, Pope St. John Paul II, died. I can't believe it. It was already 10 years ago tonight that Pope St. John Paul II passed from this world to the next. Many of our young people don't even remember him. Our fifth and sixth grade servers tonight were only 2 years old and 1 year old when Pope John Paul II died. They don't remember his captivating charisma. They don't remember how much he loved young people and how much he loved priests. Pope John Paul II was very encouraging to priests. He was very uplifting to priests. Every Holy Thursday of all the 27 years of his pontificate, Pope John Paul II would write a very personal letter to priests, inspiring us to be holy, zealous priests. He would say, Christ needs holy priests. The world needs holy priests. He would inspire us. St. John Paul II, he loved the priesthood. Here's just one little tiny story of how much he loved the priesthood. 17 years ago in 1998, I had the honor of concelebrating Mass with John Paul II and then having a little conversation with him afterwards. And the conversation began with, "You are a student!" And I said, "Yes, Holy Father, I'm a student." He probably thought somebody so young couldn't possibly be a priest. Only a student. He said, "What is your tesina?" Which is, of course, your paper that you have to write in order to graduate. Well, I said, "Holy Father, well, I'm writing on the priesthood in the writings of St. Therese of Lisieux." And he looked at me straight in the eye and he says, "The priesthood? Ah, the priesthood. The priesthood." On this most holy night, Holy Mother Church says with the love and devotion of Pope St. John Paul II, "Ah, the priesthood. The priesthood. Tonight is the night of the priesthood. Tonight is the night that Jesus Christ, the eternal high priest, instituted the all-male ministerial priesthood at the Last Supper." Before we go any farther, it's important to note that there is only one priesthood. There's only one priest. It's Jesus Christ, as you'll hear in the preface tonight, who is the true and eternal priest. So I'm not a priest on my own. I participate in the priesthood of Jesus Christ, the head. Another one of my good priest friends, Father Augustine Puckner in California, on his ordination card, on his ordination day, it says, "Ordained a priest of Jesus Christ." Not ordained a priest, but ordained a priest of Jesus Christ. And then it says in Latin, "In persona Christi capitis," ordained a priest of Jesus Christ in the person of Christ the head. Every man who is called by God to be a priest participates, shares in the one priesthood of Jesus Christ the head. And it was a great honor to be able to live in the shadow of St. Pope John Paul II for 5 years, soaking in how he participated in the Lord's one eternal priesthood. It was a special honor for me to be living in Rome when Pope St. John Paul II celebrated the 50th anniversary of his priestly ordination on the 1st of November, 1996. It was a great, great celebration to be with him on his 50th anniversary. And to commemorate his 50th anniversary, he wrote a book. And the book is entitled Gift and Mystery. Gift and Mystery. And the book starts out, he says, at its deepest level, every vocation to the priesthood is a great mystery. It is a gift which infinitely transcends the individual. And that's how the title from the book was born. A Gift and a Mystery. The priesthood is a great gift. It's not something we earn. It's not something we deserve. It's not something that we take on our own initiative. It's something we accept as a gift from God. As the letter to the Hebrews says, nobody would dare take this honor on himself, on his own initiative, but only when called by God. The Lord has called us and chose us to be his priests. It's a gift. And it's a mystery. It's first of all a mystery. Why did God choose me? It's a mystery because the priesthood is a mystery. It's something we can never know everything about. As St. John of the Cross says, we can keep digging and digging into the mystery of the priesthood our whole life. And at every dig, we will find gold. We will find new gold. Because there's more of the mystery to be explored. And it is only because of the gift and mystery of the priesthood that we have the greatest gift and mystery of all time, the most holy Eucharist, the Lord's body and blood. Without the priesthood, there would be no Eucharist, no food for our soul on our earthly journey to heaven. Without the priesthood, there would be no heaven here on earth, no divine intimacy with the Lord's flesh and blood. The Lord's body and blood is a gift and a mystery. The Eucharist is a gift. It's not something we earn. It's not something we deserve. It's not something we take, but something we accept as a gift. The words of consecration in Latin are so beautiful. Accipite et manducate ex hoc omnes. Stunningly beautiful. Out of this, all of you accept and eat. Not take. The Latin says, out of this, all of you accept. Jesus says, accept my body and blood as the ultimate gift. And the Eucharist is the ultimate mystery. We continue to go deeper and deeper into the mystery of the Eucharist, never exhausting the rich treasure of the Lord's body and blood. Many of you know that mystery is a Greek word. We just transliterated it into Latin, mysterion. But in Latin, they didn't transliterate it. They used another word for mystery. You know what word they used? Sacramentum. When they translated mystery into Latin, they translated it as sacrament. Indeed, the priesthood and the Eucharist are a gift and a holy sacrament. On this 10th anniversary of the death of Pope St. John Paul II, he reminds us it is a gift and a mystery that we celebrate on this most holy night. At the end of Mass, at this evening Mass of the Lord's Supper, we're going to conclude by spending some time with Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, and we'll sing Pange Lingua Gloriosi Corporis Mysterium. Sing, O tongue, the mystery of the glorious body. We'll sing Tantum Ergo Sacramentum Vene Remor Cernui. Therefore, to so great a sacrament, to so great a mystery, let us venerate with our faces turned toward the earth. Let us sing tonight of the gift and the mystery of his glorious body and blood, of his glorious priesthood. Let us venerate so great a gift and a mystery with our humble faces bowed toward the earth.